We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My favorite why I got fired stories from you guys. Back in 1990, I got fired from Walmart for getting on the PA system and yelling, "Everybody dance now!"
I was sleeping, and the next thing I know, I wake up.
It's just Thursday.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
What is this show?
This show is supposed to be gleeful and bright.
This is a good, clean show.
And that's what this show is really about.
Wrong.
This show is a disaster.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
Okay, it's showtime.
Was that George Costanza in the open?
Yes.
Okay. I went down a internet hole about Seinfeld the other day because there was an article that alluded to the fact that none of the cast, except for Jerry, get any royalties, and they get
base.
It's true.
That is true.
Yeah, I read article after article. It's crazy. They get the bare minimum for reruns, for syndication.
What?
But still, that's probably not a bad check.
It's not that great. It's not that great.
Are you sure?
It's not.
That's crazy.
And so I don't know how I got down. I got down the wormhole. I saw an article. It was a recent article about it. And I guess when the DVDs came out, when they were doing the DVD release of all the Seinfeld seasons, mm-hmm. I think it was like 2004. They wanted Jason Alexander, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and
Michael Richards.
To do like interviews and provide some additional footage. And Jason Alexander's like, "Are we going to get paid for it?" And they're like, "No, this is like to keep the history of Seinfeld alive. You should do this for the show." He's like, "No." So he said no. Julia said no. Michael Richards caved and said he would, but then they negotiated. They got a cut of the DVD.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But nothing else. Like the Netflix, when Netflix bought the Seinfeld seasons.
Catalog.
They did not get anything. They had no royalties.
Wow.
And when the final year, when they negotiated their salaries, you know, it was huge. And they got huge salaries.
Right.
But that came at the cost of still not getting any royalties.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's like, yeah, we made a ton of money. We made more money than anybody had ever made on a show before. But we still got no royalties. I cannot believe they all talk still.
Well,
talk
yeah.
to Jerry.
And it's generated, that show has generated $4 billion since the end of its run.
Wow.
Totally believe that.
Yeah, he has an absurd amount of money. Here's the thing, though. You know, the comparison, obviously, would be Friends. That cast all came in. I mean, they had different levels of success, but they didn't create the show.
Bright
Kaufman Crane or whatever created it, and then they showed up, were cast, so they kind of worked together. Jerry created that
I
show.
I know.
And they cast, it could have been a bunch of different people they cast. And
I get it, but I mean, like a little. That's a lot of money. I don't know. I just think it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what, say, Jason Alexander's take on Seinfeld is compared to, say, Matthew Perry's on Friends. You know what I mean? Because
the royalties for Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. And now do you go into a show and take the part with that in mind, going, I want back end royalties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you now go into a show?
I'm with Lance. I think they're getting residuals, which is just for having been in it, where I think there's good money.
I can tell you how much it is, and it's not a lot.
That's crazy.
I saw a figure.
But it explains to me why Jason Alexander is the new Colonel Sanders.
He is. And he's a big theater guy, though. He's a theater guy. I mean, I think that's where he's most comfortable. He's very theatery.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. On the stage, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just think it's crazy. So, yeah, I read article after article. I can't believe I didn't know about it before. I think I would have I'm such a Seinfeld fan.
Well, and Jerry's on the top of every, you know, wealthy comedian, right, wealthy actor list. I mean, he
there's a reason.
Just stupid money.
I know. They are. They were very lucky to be in a show that was that good. But their characters are also defined, too. But
yeah,
it was all their characters written by Jerry and Larry.
Right.
I don't know. All right. So if you want to go down that internet hole today, you don't really need to. I gave you all the information. You're welcome, St. Louis.
I looked up his net worth, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as, I didn't mention this at the time when we did it, because we didn't do, hey, what'd you do this weekend? Back in August, I went to see Herb Alpert in concert.
Oh,
I know,
yeah,
that sounds,
oh, yeah,
weird.
He's the RC or A&M.
Used to own A&M Records. Mm-hmm. Big trumpet player. He and Jerry Seinfeld had the exact same net worth.
Really?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yes. How much? What are we talking here?
$870 million.
Wow. Whoa.
So, I mean, that was so weird when I looked
that
it up.
That doesn't even seem like it. It seems like with $4 billion generated, but there's a bunch of people that get money for that, including Steve Bannon.
What? Steve Bannon? Man. How does he get money from Seinfeld?
Because of Castle Rock. I think they bought Castle Rock.
Oh, okay.
Which owned the show.
Wow.
I know. I'm telling you, this internet hole was deep.
Yeah, sounds like it. I'm surprised you made it in today.
This is 2 days ago. I just haven't brought it up.
Oh, okay. She's been here all these 2 days. Right. She's never left.
I'm so shocked about Herb Alpert. What's up with that?
That's hurt.
Well,
yeah, I mean, he owned a record company. I mean, you think about back in the heyday of A&M Records, all the big acts they had, the Police and...
Is he Marv's brother?
No.
No. That's, yes, that's Albert.
All right, listen, we got stuff to do. Jen, you have not heard her voice today. She is taking a sick day today, not feeling well. So we will cover for her, hopefully. We're going to miss her today, but we do have Entertainment Schmig. There's a bunch of good stories there. What else is going on? Who on the show? And there's a ticket that we have to give away. Oh, Cardinals Giants for September 21st. And that is Cardinals Hockey Sweater Night at the ballpark. Huh. Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift tickets all day. All day. Today, tomorrow, Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Anytime you hear a Taylor Swift song, start dialing. And the winner, or the caller 13, will win a pair of tickets to see Taylor when she is in town on the 18th at the Dome at America Center.
Are you guys going? I'm going.
I'm not going.
Nope, not going.
I'm going.
Have you seen Taylor Swift before?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of pumped.
Kind of.
It'll be fun.
All right. You're curious.
Yeah. I mean, I know so many songs. I'm a fan. I'm looking forward to it.
Who do you take to Taylor Swift?
My sister called it. She called it early.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Khaki's going to be accompanying you.
Yes, she will. And she's seen her. She's not only seen her, she met Taylor Swift at a mall. So my sister was working at MTV and had worked on some Taylor Swift project and then was back at school. And she was in Nashville. She went to school not far from Nashville and just saw Taylor Swift at a mall and went up and reintroduced herself. And Taylor Swift was super nice and they took pictures and all
that
stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, she's a big fan.
All right. So those tickets today, tomorrow, and Monday. And weather, thank you whoever texted us. We did think of the phrase that Guy used to use for perfect weather, Chamber of Commerce weather.
Oh, yeah.
That was what we couldn't think of yesterday. It is. Yesterday I did not enjoy it like I should have. But again, today it's a repeat. Sunny today, high of 85. And then tomorrow, 87. And then Saturday through Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now, Tim?
Oh, boy. Right now, if I had to guess, I would say that...
Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, minus Jen, with Courtney, Tim, Kevin, Lance. Yesterday, I was on Facebook, and the Belleville News Democrat, who I follow, posted a story, not really a story, a question. Hey, Illinois drivers, tell us about your commute. We're putting together a story because of everything that's going on with Poplar down to one bridge, MLK down all together. So the only way over really is that one lane of Poplar and then the Stand Bridge, which is backed up all the way to Kings Highway if you're traveling from Illinois to St. Louis. And there were hundreds of comments. People are angry. that MoDOT and IDOT did not get on the same page
mm-hmm.
when it comes to getting from Illinois to Missouri, doing both these big projects
right.
at the same time. And somebody texted in already this morning about another issue.
Yeah, an accident on 55 right before 203 in Illinois. And sarcastically says, that makes the morning commute even better.
And they're on the road early.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think, I think people are trying to leave earlier and earlier.
Oh,
I don't, so the traffic's starting earlier and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a girl here. I didn't get to get an update, but 2.5 hours to go 24 miles the other day. I guess Tuesday was the worst day of the week. Everybody's trying to find different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And how bad is this, Lance? Like, in terms of things you've seen and, like, massive, like, let's say, screw-ups or something from MoDOT and IDOT? Like, how bad is this?
I don't know necessarily if you could put it in that category, but, you know, in dealing with nature, the floods of 93, which had nothing to do with organizations or entities deciding to do maintenance work, just because of the flooding and out there along 6440 in the valley and all the closures, and, you know, you couldn't get across the Missouri River there on 6440, so people had to go really out of their way. That was pretty rough,
too. Well, that's different, though.
This is
like a planned
Like poor planning.
And let's talk about Poplar Street Bridge. I've been driving on it for many years now.
Yeah.
I don't know when it was built, but I don't think there's ever been a time in my entire life that there has not been something going on that bridge.
Mm. That's a good point.
I mean, it's every year there's something. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're paving. We're going to move it.
You know why? The super popular bridge.
It is super popular. It really is.
There's a lot going on there.
So I feel bad for anyone that has to go at normal hours to try to get to work.
Yeah.
Metrolink is always an option if
That's
you have
true.
One close
yeah.
to you. I mean,
that
it is
true.
It is pretty easy. So Lance, now I don't know what's going on the roads besides that accident, but here's Lance with more.
Yeah,
Did they blast Courtney Company into the Metrolink?
I don't know if we're...
So stick with your cars, guys. Wait it on traffic. We're here for you.
Yeah, right. Good point, Tim.
By the way, the Poplar Street Bridge is 51 years old.
Ah.
Fun fact. But that doesn't help you with any sympathy toward the fact that it's half open.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show with Tim and Lance and Kevin. Jen taking a sick day today, feeling a little under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow morning with this great weather. It's terrible to be sick when the weather's so nice outside.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of push yourself probably a little bit. Okay, see if you can answer this question. People who do this every day have more sex and more friends.
Listen to Courtney and Company in the morning.
That's it.
Next segment.
Yeah.
We need to put that on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
It's something at home.
Drink coffee?
No, because you drink coffee everywhere.
Vacuum.
No, you wish.
Yeah,
Kevin says that because
I'd be in trouble.
He's the vacuum champ of Grafton.
I want to get this.
I know you do.
Is it make your bed?
It is make your bed.
Really? Wow.
It is make your bed. A new survey found that people that make their bed every morning have sex 3 times a week on average compared to 2x a week for people who don't, and that they're less likely to say they have 3 or more close friends. Oh, people that don't are less likely to say they have 3 or more close friends. Sad to me.
Do you guys make it every morning?
I don't.
I don't. No. And then I get yelled at.
None of us. Wow.
No. I've never.
I got a feeling Jen probably does.
I think that goes back to my childhood. Well, she's not the last one there.
Right.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that goes back.
It doesn't surprise, but she makes it with Ryan in it.
Puts a mint on his forehead. I've never been a bed maker, though. Like, it was never a chore I had to do. We always, this is going to sound like a, it's going to sound like a name drop, but not a name drop. We always had housekeepers. So,
oh, wow.
But we did, and my mom did not push the chores. Listen, it's not my, wouldn't you go along with whatever
Absolutely.
The house rules are?
Right.
Yeah, if it, especially if it involved housekeepers, I'd be like, house rules.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. I got stuff
no, to do. I want to make my bed, Mom.
Yeah.
I want to be like you. So I never got into that habit. And I think if you start it young, it becomes a habit.
It stays with you.
So it sounds like you guys weren't bed makers.
No, growing up I was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I had to.
And I'm kind of, I fluctuate. I go off and on because there are some times that I'll make our bed and then I'll make the kids' bed, but I don't make them make their bed. So
really?
They're going to, yeah. So they're going to.
They're going to be non-bed makers, yeah. Just like me.
I had to. And as an adult, that's why I'm taking all this time off from making it.
Okay. Bed makers are more likely to say they're a morning person, too, and less likely to hit the snooze button. You bed makers are overachievers.
Yeah.
On the average, they wake up 16 minutes earlier than the norm. Mm. And if you like rock music and watch Seinfeld, you're more likely to be a non-bed maker. Bed makers enjoy jazz and like house hunters.
No way.
This is so specific.
It's another pet peeve show of mine.
Oh, house hunters?
Oh,
man. Because it's so phony.
It's so phony. And then the house hunters international one's the worst because people like, they're in Australia and they're on beachfront property. And it's like, I don't know. That's a lot of money. It's like, you're on the beach in Australia. What did you expect?
Right.
Looking at the stats of this, I go with all non-bed makers on personality, too. Because are non-bed makers. Bed makers are adventurous, confident, sociable, high maintenance. But non-bed makers, moody, curious, sarcastic.
Hmm.
And bed makers judge us, non-bed makers. Did you know that?
Yeah. I know they do.
Yeah. Man.
42% said that if they were dating someone who didn't make their bed, total turnoff. I know. I
remember that tomorrow when we do Love in the Loo.
All this judge. I know, because we're very judgy anyway.
The people who declare things like that deal breakers in relationships need to reevaluate.
No, it just means they don't really like you. Period.
Yeah.
You can get by with some of that stuff.
Yeah, if you're looking for an excuse.
You really like someone, you don't care.
Right.
Entertainment Schmick.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff on Y98.com. You can see Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, showing a little skin on the runway in New York Fashion Week.
Is it Lourdes or Lourdes?
Isn't it Lourdes?
Is it? I think it's Lourdes. I think it
really?
Is Lourdes.
I thought it was Lourdes.
Lance? You want in on
I always thought it was Lourdes, but you worked at MTV, didn't you?
Oh,
ever?
Yeah.
No, you guys might totally be
maybe
right.
Maybe it's because of but Lord that it's confusing
yeah.
you.
Well, but that word, like Our Lady of Lourdes here in town is Lourdes, and it's spelled
yeah,
like
but
that.
In St. Louis, we'd say everything wrong.
Okay.
But I really don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Either. Good thing her name's not Muscacholi.
I think maybe you're right.
I don't know if I am. I'm not even going to take a hard line on this. No idea. Some things I will put my name behind, not this one. Also at Y98.com, you can see Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran hiking together. And Taylor's kind of giving him trouble for, she's like, this is what you call cardio. And he's breathing hard. But they're talking about their nominations for the AMAs. And they're both nominated. And they're up against Drake. And who will win? And they both say Drake. And then Cristiano Ronaldo in his underwear, if you want to see that. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, whatever. Perfect bodies, whatever. Yeah. Some people are. As far as the AMAs are concerned, Cardi B and Drake tied for the most, 8 nominations apiece. Ed Sheeran, Post Malone were next with 5 each. The Artist of the Year nominees are Drake, Sheeran, Post Malone, Imagine Dragons, Taylor Swift. If I were Post Malone or Imagine Dragons, I'd be like, hey, why are we not in this conversation? You know?
Oh, because they're on the other thing.
Yeah. By the way, Taylor's already won it 3 times. And it will be Tuesday, October 9th. Tracy Ellis Ross will be hosting for the second year.
Must be on ABC then.
It is on ABC. And you can see all the nominees at the AMAs.com. You can also vote. It's open now. I guess the public votes for all of these.
Mm-hmm. It makes it extra special, if you ask me.
I've never voted, but maybe this year I won't.
It's the AMA. Is that the one with the trophy that looks like it could put your eye out?
Yes.
Real pointy thing?
I'm pretty sure that is it.
Mm-hmm. Did Mel B hookup with Zac Efron after she left her husband.
Oh, boy.
Remember all the ugliness that went on between Mel B and her ex? Like, it was
Stephen
back in...
Stephen Belafonte.
Yes.
Yeah, it disturbs me. I was thinking about this the other day. I watched an AGT rerun for some reason, or part of it at least. And all that stuff was really ugly. And then she's on the show, I don't know.
Like, yes, it was strange. Well, from a British tabloid, Mel hooked up with Zac after leaving her husband last year. They met through a, quote, super exclusive dating app. Does that exist?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Like, what is it called? If you knew it, could you get on it? Like, what? If you know the name? Is it for famous people
could
only?
I couldn't. Well, yeah, it's for, like, big timers.
And they spent a few enjoyable hours together.
Interesting.
Neither saw it as long-term, but there was chemistry there. Not sure if it's true or not, but it just makes me laugh. There's a super exclusive dating app.
Yeah.
Who knew? Tim. Okay, Dancing with the Stars. We mentioned it yesterday. We've known this little tidbit for a while since she was in studio. St. Louis's own, Kirkwood's own, Nikki Glaser.
Kirkwood. Yeah!
And she posted a picture yesterday. She looks fabulous. Not that she always doesn't look good, but she's going to rock some of those dresses,
yeah.
The dancing dresses.
She's in Dancing with the Stars shape. She's ready to go.
And she's got great legs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that is good for dancing.
Can't dance a lick, but she's going to look great.
She's very nervous about it. But she'll be paired up with Gleb, thanks to Lance's wife, Libby, for giving her a little insight and help on that. Nancy McKean, we already talked about. John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. Mary Lou Retton. Will be on. They always have to have a gymnast, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Seems like it.
Grocery store Joe from The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Joe the grocer.
Alexis Wren.
Who, of course, is best known as...
social media model.
Oh, boy.
And you know what, though? I think they probably think if they've got millions of followers, they're a good person to put on.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Why not?
And then Danelle Umstead, 3-time para Olympian in alpine skiing, who's also partially blind. And Bobby Bones is on it.
As a competitor?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I know. Syndicated people, local, live
guys,
and local.
You guys do not care for him.
No, I just, I don't know.
He
just
took Guy's Hall of Fame spot.
He really did. Guy was in the wrong category for
true.
The record. Are you a wrestling fan? Back in the day, were you ever a wrestling fan?
Yeah.
Because Ric Flair got married yesterday.
Really?
Ric Flair.
Woo! And The Undertaker was there. And current WWE guy Dolph Ziggler walked the bride down the aisle.
Nuh-uh. Wow.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comic, actually.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Don't know anything about him. There is a show called Miz and Mrs. about...
because the Miz?
The Miz.
Yeah.
He was on Real World.
Yes. Yeah, New York.
Let's see what else.
Wow.
Who makes the most... who's the top grossing actor of all time?
Like on his movies or what he made?
On the movies.
Samuel L. Jackson?
It is Samuel L. Jackson because of...
Star Wars.
And The
Pulp
Avengers.
Fiction.
The Avengers.
Yeah. All those things.
The Avengers, $5.753 billion. Harrison Ford comes in next because of Star Wars.
Wow.
Then Robert Downey Jr. because of Avengers. Tom Hanks. Toy Story 3, it says, was his highest grossing. Morgan Freeman. Scarlett Johansson. Andy Serkis.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my God. Oh, because he was Gollum in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's also in Black Panther.
And Star Wars.
That's right. Oh, yeah, because he's
Snoke. Yes.
Yeah. I got to say, Tom Hanks, that's the most impressive because he's done it without franchises.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. Right.
Everybody else, you just go, oh, this one, that. Not that they shouldn't get credit for
Toy
that,
Story.
Tom
is the
Hanks
only...
is just putting out great movies.
Right. And C-3PO comes in next.
Anthony Daniels?
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
There was no Bachelor Party 7. Hanks is impressive.
Right. Right.
There should
have gone that way, but he has integrity.
I hear they're rebooting Bosom Buddies as well.
I should. I would tune in. Are you kidding me?
That's the schmeg. You can hear it.
Best word.
If you ever miss it, you can always pick up the podcast at Y98.com, but second schmeg at 8:40. And here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
I don't know. I think you're leaving out Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV series, if you're talking about Scolari.
No, that's Rick Moranis.
No, it's
TV
Scolari.
Series was Scolari.
Oh,
wasn't
oh
it?
Wow.
Yeah. He did a turn on Gotham and on Girls recently.
He was on Girls. He was great.
He was great.
Hey, Newhart, hello.
No, Girls is the most recent.
Yeah, but Newhart. I'm just saying Newhart is what made him who he is.
Kevin is checking in with his cozy TV.
Yeah.
Right?
We had that on the other night, and it's like, look, it was the pilot episode of The Nanny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's going back in time. All right, northbound at 255 on the Illinois side after 111. They're clearing up an accident there.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. No rain in St. Louis, thankfully, but we are thinking about the people that are in the Carolinas having to deal with Hurricane Florence. And I do have some information about that. We'll do it in the 8 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff still to come on the show today. Today is Taylor Swift Thursday. Her concert's next Tuesday at the Dome at America Center. Tim Convey's going. We have tickets all day long. So we already gave a pair of tickets away about a half an hour ago, but from now until 7 p.m., anytime you hear a Taylor Swift song, start dialing caller 13. Lucky 13 goes to the show next week. We also have Cards Giants tickets to give away. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. And one other thing. Foodstuffs. Yes, we have that.
Who on the show?
That's 8:25 this morning. All right, so Tim is performing at the Funny Bone all weekend. Tonight's the first show.
Yeah.
With?
Sarah Tiana. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get tickets online, stlouisfunnybone.com. Use the promo code Y98, and you get half-price tickets, which makes them like $5. Seven,
is it really
seven
that
bucks.
Cheap?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that inexpensive to go to a comedy show.
It depends on the weekend, but yeah, this weekend I think tickets are, it's like 10 on Thursday and Sunday, 15 on Friday, Saturday, so that makes it 5 and 7.
Yeah, right.
7 and a
go
half.
Go get tickets. Go see Tim do some stand-up in Westport. But you've been talking a lot about the reunion of Ludo.
Oh, yeah.
And the big night of two sold-out shows at the Pageant.
Mm-hmm.
October 28th?
27th.
27th.
Yeah.
Don't go on the 28th. And make sure you go to the Pageant.
Yeah.
And not somewhere else like I did with the Bare Naked Ladies. I went to the Pageant and it was at the American.
Ooh.
Why is there nobody here? Wow, I got a great parking spot. Well, yeah, because there's nothing going on, you dummy. But you're really worried about, not worried, but you're thinking hard about your clothing, your attire for this big night of shows.
Not just that night, that whole week, I got to try to look cool. We'll be rehearsing, we'll be posting stuff, we'll be together, we'll be doing photos and stuff.
Do you put this much thought, though, into your comedy clothes?
No, not this much.
Do you put any thought into your comedy clothes?
Yeah, I mean, I try to look nice on stage,
uh-huh.
but I don't go crazy about it.
You're casual, though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not wearing ties or anything.
And you'll be wearing a tie for the Ludo performance.
I have no idea what I'm wearing. We might even be wearing costumes because it's kind of a Halloween show, so I don't know yet.
Nobody will be able to see your face, though.
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do exactly, but maybe costumes, maybe not. But yeah, so comedy, like, sometimes if I'm, you know, looking at clothes, I'll be like, oh, that would be cool. Like, if I'm shopping, I'll buy something that might be good for comedy. But that night, I'm not like, oh, boy, what's it going to be tonight?
Okay.
Don't get it twisted. I'm going to look good up there, and you guys should buy tickets.
I'm just saying. There's a reason I bring it up, because there was a new study that was done, and it has the age when men finally start dressing right for their age.
Hmm.
When do you think that age is? Men. This is men.
Age when men finally start dressing.
My mom, I got to hang out with my mom yesterday, and I've got some stories I'll tell you later, but she got me a couple of shirts, which was very nice of her, and one of them I tried on, and I was like, it looks, I was like, oh, cool, thanks. And she's like, well, you don't like it? I'm like, no. I'm like, Mom, you want me to be honest? I'm like, it's fine. I'll wear it to work for sure. And she's like, well, what's the deal? I'm like, it's a little too old for me. Because the certain cut, and she's like, you're almost 40. I'm like, okay, thanks.
I know. Well, you know, my mom for years has wanted, anytime I need clothes, you need to go to Chico's. And Chico's is it's got
what
great clothes.
Chico's
is a women's clothing store, which I really like. but I'm not ready to embrace Chico's as my own yet.
Right.
I totally get it.
I'm not there.
I'm an Ann Taylor Loft girl right now.
It's just like
there
if,
you go.
If you're a dude, to me, nothing screams middle age crisis on a dude than
applique
a
jeans.
A Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, wow. Oh.
That says I'm
Tommy Bahama.
I don't care. It's a Hawaiian print. If
and
you're
those
wearing
things
that,
are expensive. By
I was
the
just
way.
Gonna say that Tommy Bahama is so expensive.
So
it's crazy.
Expensive.
Also, almost is a relative term when my mom says I'm almost 40. I just want people to know.
Right.
Yeah, you're closer than you think.
I'm not that close. I'm not that close at all.
The Hawaiian shirt, though, at least they're kind of being, I don't think it's like they're trying to look young.
No, they're not.
I think it's when the older guy tries to look young and wears clothes that are obviously out of his age. Tight.
John Cusack with a Ramones t-shirt. Dude, you're in your 50s. Move on.
Oh, see, I don't know. I think that type of stuff you can get away with a little more.
I do, too.
Like that punk, I think older punk rock guys, you can pull that off. I think, okay, the punk aesthetic, I think, works on older people.
Because they were round.
Yes. Whereas there's other things that it's like, no, you're not getting away with that.
You're saying he should dress more, he should dress nicer?
No, I'm just saying that I
maybe because it's Cusack and it feels a little forced. But I mean, I think
okay, I'll give you that.
In general, whatever. What's Cusack 50 or something?
Somewhere.
Yeah, right in there. A Ramones shirt. I think that's fine.
I do too. That doesn't bother me. Affliction. All the
Right.
I will say that
stuff is way worse. I think a Ramones t-shirt's fine.
Applique jeans. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
well,
the people they studied aren't even in your age range. They're older. They studied men 58 to 85.
Okay.
Quite a bit older.
When do they start wearing the full body sweatsuit?
And the right, when men started dressing.
Forever lazy.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Right for their age is.
Is it in that group? Is it in that stretch?
Nope, because it's never.
Oh, really?
I believe it.
The answer is never.
Never.
What am I supposed to wear at this age? What's anyone? I don't
know. You know what? Who cares what people, whatever you're comfortable in.
I think Tim. You dress fine.
Oh, thanks, Lance.
You totally
I think you dress
do.
Fine,
I
too.
Do.
Kevin, you could use some work, but...
That is rude.
No, I agree.
Your news and traffic coming up in just a few minutes on Y90. Used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face. Saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Y98, Courtney and company. Jen off today. She's a little under the weather, so we wish her well and hope she's back tomorrow. And then she's off to Buffalo for the weekend.
Mm.
She's going to see John Cusack.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
See what he's wearing. I can't wait to find out what he's wearing.
They're doing a Q&A thing in different theaters, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it tomorrow.
That's tough to be sick and have to go to Buffalo in 1 week.
It is a lot. We still have more Taylor Swift tickets. When you hear a Taylor Swift song anytime between now and 7 p.m., caller 13 will win a pair of tickets to see her next Tuesday at the Dome at America Center. Online, also a bunch of great things. Jamie, who you've heard on the air before with us, the pride of Chester, Illinois, she went out to the stadium yesterday before the game and had people try the new Matt Carpenter salsa.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a video of that at Y98.com. There's also a crazy video. Did you see that the bus that was stopped in the car in Baldwin that went around the bus?
Yeah. Found that guy yet?
Isn't it a woman?
I don't know if it's a guy.
Oh, I thought you said a woman.
Did I say a woman?
You told me that this morning.
I think naturally I think it's a woman. I know that police have not found who drove it. It looked like a woman from the angle, or at least that's what I think it was. But man, you're going on somebody's
gosh.
Road.
What if a kid was out in their front yard?
Right. Exactly it's right. really bad. It's just bad driving, so you thought it was a woman.
Oh, that's rude behavior, feminist man.
We are making friends this morning on this show.
Rude behavior.
Just saying, Kevin, sort of.
There's also a local couple.
I'm kidding.
I'm moving on.
All right.
From Collinsville, that instead of bouquets, they had puppies.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's awesome.
Cute. It is cute.
That's at 198.com. And a very funny dog video of a dog that won't look his owner or her owner in the eye because she gave her a bath. And she was angry about it sounds like it's saying no.
No.
That's all at Y98.com. That one's under Quartz K9 Clips. today is a very significant day in the life of Tim Convy.
Yeah, so we talked about it earlier in the week, 2 days ago, was the 17th anniversary of 9/11. And today is the 17th anniversary of a story that I'm known for among my friends, and here's what happened.
So I'm known for.
It was 2 days after 9/11, 2001, and I was working at a dance club in Columbia, Mizzou.
Was it by George's?
By George's, yes.
By George. Bottomless drinks for women on Wednesday.
Yeah, Columbia, Missouri's hottest dance club. I was the DJ there. So it was 2 days after 9/11, and it was obviously just a very tense time, especially, you know, we talked about the other day on that college campus. And so it was the Thursday night, and Thursday night was a big night at George's, and a lot of students were out. And people, I think, just wanted to kind of go out and disconnect and let it be sort of, you know, therapeutic. So it was a big night.
Oh, sure.
And again, things were just heavy in general. And I'm on my way to work to DJ at George's, and I hear on the radio that Whitney Houston had died. So there were rumors, if you remember, just a couple of days after 9/11, that Whitney Houston had died.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, there was a lot of other stuff going on. But you know, even for a day, that Whitney Houston had died of a drug overdose.
This is before Facebook and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's before smartphones and stuff, too. So obviously, you've got the internet, but not at the palm of your hand. So I get to work and turn on TV, but only 9/11. Coverage. It's literally 2 days after 9/11, so they wouldn't be talking about Whitney Houston on TV anyway. And because I heard it on the radio, just assume that it's true. So I decide that night I'm gonna make it all about Whitney Houston.
You didn't even check your facts.
You couldn't really check facts back then. And I had heard it on the radio. And again, like, it was a heavy time. Like, I was dealing with a lot of stuff. And this, to be completely honest, made me feel like I had a little bit of control, you know what I mean? And like, I could do something in this kind of crazy time. So there was one of the bouncers there, and I sent him to Walmart to buy all the Whitney Houston CDs that he could. And we also had some Whitney Houston vinyl up, and it was one of those, you know, the DJ booth was up in kind of a perch. So
the record people are like, what's going on in Columbia, Missouri?
So we had this Whitney Houston vinyl, and I basically decorated the outside of the DJ booth with the big Whitney Houston album covers. And then at George's, where I typically played hip hop and like house music, that's what we played. There was a big old dance club with like the lights, the lasers, and the smoke.
What was the song that got the crowd out on the dance floor every time? The song
at George's in general.
Yes,
that ODB. Hey, hey, baby, I got your money. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a big one.
That was big. Okay.
2001. Anyway, so I would play that type of music, the hip hop and the house and stuff, but then every like three songs, I would slip in a Whitney Houston song. And I started with some of her more danceable stuff. And inevitably, people kept coming up to the DJ booth and going, what are you doing? And I'd put my hand on the person's shoulder and say, Whitney Houston passed away today. And they'd be like, oh, and then were immediately appreciative that I was playing those songs. So I played more. A ton of people came out. And again, it was a weird time on campus in general, 2 days after 9/11. And word spread throughout the club that that Whitney Houston had passed away. So whenever I played a Whitney Houston song, people got a little extra into it. So I kept slipping them in, and people would be pointing up like I was doing the right thing. And, you know, had kind of this tribute. And the club was packed. So there was 300, maybe 400 people in there. And again, everybody kind of needed some therapy after 9/11, so I'm just, you know, rocking it. And the word spread, everybody's happy. At the end of the night, I closed back-to-back, so at 1 a.m. With The Greatest Love of All and I Will Always Love You. Again, in this sleazy dance club.
Two slow songs.
Yeah, but I was paying tribute. And like I said, it made me feel like I had a little, like I could do something. So my whole dance floor, 300-400 people, arm in arm, swaying, singing The Greatest Love of All and I Will Always Love You. And everyone in there completely aware doing it because Whitney Houston
any
had passed
tears,
away that
there
day.
There have been a lot of drinks by 1 a.m.
And very, very emotional. It's 2 days after 9/11. So, yeah, of course people, there were tears and stuff. So I did it. I felt great about myself. And I had really
Killed it tonight.
Yeah,
I did the right thing. I was right on track with what's going on in the world.
I sent off Whitney in style, because I'm a huge, huge fan, and all these people, I think, were grateful for it. So then I get home, I get on the internet, and I go to, you know, E! News, and there's a huge banner across the top of it that says, Whitney Houston is not dead. So then years later, the night Whitney Houston did actually die, my phone was just blowing up, because everybody knew from that story.
And so afterwards, when you're walking on campus, or the next week at By George's, where people are like, idiot.
Yes, of course. And I love the idea that, like, you know, 400 people throughout the country, when Whitney Houston did pass away, they thought of that night at George's, and they were like, yeah, I already mourned her.
Yeah, right. We already danced. Yeah.
So this is the anniversary.
We were hand in hand, arm in arm.
Yeah.
All joined together for one magical night at By George's.
And it felt good.
All right. Kevin will have your news in for Jen today, who's taking a sick day. But right now, I don't know what it's like in Illinois, coming from Illinois to Missouri today, Lance, but you have the update.
Well, yeah, we got that crash, and it happened.
All the buzz at the radio station, all the radio stations here at Entercom St. Louis is about the Matt Carpenter salsa. How is there no salsa here? How much did they bring by? They brought salsa by yesterday. Jamie, who works here and does a lot of the video for our websites, took it out of the stadium, had people try it. I'm dying to try it.
My understanding is that we had just two canisters. Meanwhile, we're flipping on TV around all the TV morning shows, and Marissa Hollywood was literally swinging laps in,
in salsa.
Matt Carpenter salsa. So I don't understand.
And I don't know if anyone can make a better salsa than the Pioneer Woman salsa recipe, and it's so easy. We make it all the time, and it's really simple. And when I say we, Nick will make it, and it's delicious.
We'll bring some in. I would like to try it.
Yeah, he just made some. But I think
Nick and Matt Carpenter both holding out on me.
I'm just saying. I'm really curious to try it, and it's available at Schnucks today, so you can buy that.
Friendliest stores in town, from what I understand.
Cardinals lost yesterday. They tried to come back. I thought they were going to do it too.
Oh, I know. It was so cool.
Close.
Yeah.
What happened in the Brewers Cubs game?
Cubs lost, right?
Brewers won 5-1.
So what does that mean? Where is everything?
It's kind of the same as it was yesterday. We remain 3.5 out. Brewers a little ahead of us, but we are currently locked into the wild card spot.
And so Dodgers are here then?
Yeah, Dodger time.
Okay, Freeze back in St. Louis with the Dodgers.
And he played for the Pirates, so he's been here quite a bit even this season, but in a new uniform.
Yeah.
Always good to see him.
Okay, and speaking of sports chatter, can you guess, Kevin already knows, and I don't know if Tim Hurd is talking about it, according to Forbes, the most valuable college football program. I would have never guessed this. I would have guessed the big ones.
I saw it yesterday. Yeah, I was surprised.
Lance, you're the only one that can guess because you're the only one that didn't see it. And since I said I was shocked, you're not going to go with the standard.
And so what am I guessing? I'm sorry, I was getting the traffic.
The most valuable college football program. Based on profits and revenue from 2014, 15, and 16.
I think the first thing pops into my mind, maybe it's the obvious answer, maybe it's too obvious, Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's what I would think, too.
I would think so, too, or at least in the top two.
They are number seven.
Seven.
So, and I would think Alabama.
That was going to be my second guess.
Is this just football program, or is this athletic?
Football program.
Football, specifically.
Okay. Alabama, number four.
Okay.
Wow.
So, somebody's bigger than Notre Dame.
But they're not that. I mean, they're top 25,
yeah,
certainly.
But they're not,
like, dominant. I don't know. I can't
like
tell
Michigan.
You.
Like Michigan.
I can't tell you the last time they won a national championship.
Michigan would be a good guess.
They're number three.
It's tough, man.
Is it Florida?
No.
It's south of here.
That's number 10.
Can we just tell them?
Yeah, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M?
Yes!
Yeah.
I would totally believe Texas, but Texas A&M.
Number two.
I think last time they did the study, it was Texas, and now it's Texas A&M.
Yeah, Texas A&M, $107 million.
Really?
That's their profit. And the Longhorns, $87 million.
Wow, that would not have been on my radar at all for Texas A&M.
They love football down there.
They do, but I mean, you know, hook 'em horns. I would definitely, you know, I see why Texas is number two, but A&M's a surprise.
Manziel money.
And then there's another story about people that have skipped a big life event to watch sports. And I thought it'd be a good text in call in to let us know what you skipped to see. And I want to know specifically what you wanted to see. You know, all of my brother, my sister, and I, we all had playoff, Cardinal playoff berths, like around the time we were, you know, well, especially me and my sister. She's September 26th, and we all were born in a World Series year for the Cardinals. The year I was born, we lost. The year they were born, they won. It hurts still.
But you're pretty sure your dad skipped your birth.
I think that was already over by the time I was born.
That's one of the nice things about St. Louis, because I've been to multiple World Series or even postseason weddings, and they always bring in a big screen. Like, I've been to several, like, nice, classy weddings, like, you're at the country club, and there's just a huge screen on.
There was a big either hockey or baseball playoff where they brought it into Missouri Botanical Gardens, a TV.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, that was before you could watch anything on your phone.
Tom Schmidt, our buddy from Salt and Smoke, who's always in here, his wedding, the wedding party that they did here, real nice, the band, the whole thing, but then huge big screen TV because the World Series was on.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And, okay, so here are the sacrifices people have made for their favorite teams. 2% have dumped someone, and that must go back to the rivalry thing we talked about before yesterday. 14% have ended a friendship because of the sports fighting.
Wow.
22% have passed up some love. 34% have missed a family event. 37 missed work. 61. I'm surprised that's not higher.
Yeah, right? I agree.
37%. You're all lying. 61% have spent money they shouldn't have. Well, it's a big game. You got to be there.
Yeah.
And 63% have traveled more than 3 hours to watch a game. That doesn't...
No problem.
I would think a lot more people than that, especially college football.
Yeah.
And if we're talking, you know, like, you know, playoffs in Cardinal baseball postseason, you know, it's such a regional draw. I mean, as far as people who come in from Indiana and Kentucky and Tennessee to see the Cardinals, Arkansas.
I can't focus when there's a postseason game, a Cardinals postseason.
On anything else.
I can't get anything done. So I would have missed more life events or work or something if I had things going on in my life. Fortunately, I don't. So it just kind of cancels out. I guess it's just worry about baseball.
Well, text us if you've got something you missed. Tell us what you missed and what the sports event was. 98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We're talking about big events you missed because of some kind of sporting event of any kind, or somebody you know that missed something, or maybe somebody missed something of yours because of a big event. Let's go to Kathy from Swansea. Hey, Kathy, what's your sports story?
It was a Cardinal playoff game in 2006. We had really nice tickets, so I blew off my niece's wedding.
I mean, are you close to your niece?
It was a low-key wedding, ill-advised, and my husband and I are like, this wedding, this marriage, it's not going to last.
Has it?
But my memory of the baseball game will.
Did the marriage last?
No.
Oh, how long?
Well, then you're totally fine.
Yes.
About 4 or 5 years. And she's been remarried now, and I did go to her second wedding.
Good job. The one that's going to stick.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so. They've been married for about 12 years, so I think this one, is doing fine. But, I would blow up a lot of events for Cardinal.
Did she get married? Did she get married immediately after the divorce?
Maybe a year or two.
Okay. All right, well, good job. I think you made the right decision.
You definitely did.
Thanks, Kathy.
It's all right.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
All right, next, Vicky. I heard her story off the air. It's really not the same thing, but it's still funny about her sports moment. Vicky, go ahead.
So my son was born in January 2013, middle of blue season. So I was in labor and kind of doing my thing, pushing and everything like that. And I had one push left. He told me we were almost done. Well, in the meantime, I'm looking at the TV, watching the game, and a fight breaks out between, you know, whoever it was. And so I asked the doctor, I said, can we just watch this fight really quick, and then I'll give my one last push and be out of here and done. And so we did watch it, and the Blues player got the better of, I think it was a Blackhawks player.
Yeah.
And we won. So, and I win because I have my son.
Yeah, and that gave you that, all that, you were all amped up after the fight.
Totally. I was definitely ready to just... You know, slide
them
out.
Did you name your son anything based on that?
I did not. Like I already had a name picked out, but okay. His name is Jackson. He's awesome, and he's 5 now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Vicky.
Thank you.
What if she named her son Quarrel or something?
Quarrel. That doesn't sound crazy.
Yeah.
Sounds like it could be a real name.
Middle name or something.
Yeah, and other people have skipped events to go see hockey games. Somebody skipped their mom's remarriage. She was getting married again because it was the first game of Blues season. So they went to the Blues game instead of their mom's marriage ceremony.
That's a little hurtful.
I get it.
Maybe they didn't like the new guy.
Yeah.
Skipped a wedding reception to watch the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Skipped a prepaid Bahamas vacation.
What?
Already paid for to go to a Michigan football game.
What?
Oh, man.
I don't know about that one.
Not a Michigan fan. I don't know. If you're a big Michigan fan, they're fanatical.
Oh, I know.
And then we had several doctors and dads.
Who scheduled things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my dad had my mom wait until halftime of the Orange Bowl to have my sister. Like, she is in the hospital, ready to give birth. Not now. We got to wait till halftime.
Oh, they still talk about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
All right, 531-9898 is our text line. You can always touch us about anything we talk about on the show. Still to come before the end of the hour, when you hear Taylor Swift, start dialing. Caller 13 is going to win tickets for a show. Next. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. In the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to get to try the Matt Carpenter salsa.
Ooh, yeah.
Available at all your favorite schnook stores.
See, squeaky wheel gets the salsa.
Or as Mike Shannon calls it, snooks. Doesn't he call it snooks?
No way.
Yeah, I believe he does. And is it grocer or grocer?
Oh, that's one of my pet peeve
because
words.
Because Dan McLaughlin says grocer.
No.
It's grocer.
It's grocer, right? Because it's a grocery store. It's not a grocery store.
I am amazed at the number of people who say grocery or grocer.
Grocer. I say grocery. Grocery store.
Right.
Grocery. I don't say grocery store.
I think I do say grocery store. I would say Joe the grocer.
I don't know where that H comes from.
Now I don't know.
And then I've heard recently... Like, there's somebody here that works here that's said it for years, and I never even paid much attention because she says a couple things incorrectly. But then I heard...
What's your name?
I'm not going to tell you because I really like her a ton. But she does say some businesses wrong sometimes.
Like
Qdoba, she calls Qdoba.
Qdoba?
Qdoba. And she calls, and I've heard it more from not just her recently, but from other people, Purina.
Yeah, I do know people who say that.
It's not Purina. It's Purina, right?
Yeah.
Are people saying Purina because of like a cat? Look how cute that is, Purina?
Maybe, but that's two R's.
But isn't it Purina? Right.
That's funny because I can't get it out. My friend has a cat that purrs.
You should have just stuck with your original instinct of not doing
that. What time's the show tonight?
Yeah, that's right. StLouis21.com.
Yeah, 50, half price tickets for the code Y98.
Or pure. Put in pure.
No, that won't get you anything.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be confused. What will your mom think of that joke is the question. You hung out with your mom yesterday, right?
I hung out with my mom yesterday, and this is going to sound made up, some of the things she said to me, but it's not. So we had to drop off. Remember, I dropped my brother's motorcycle into my mom's car a while ago, so I took it to West County Auto Body, and they did a great job for me. Looks good as new. Thanks, guys. So I drove it there so that she could then take me to get my car. So a couple of things. Oh, at my parents' house, there was a check. I get some of these old Ludo checks still show up at my parents' place. And
mailbox money.
Seinfeld
exactly.
money.
Yeah.
Felt great. Yeah, not exactly Seinfeld money. And so I took a picture of the envelope. My mom's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I've got a joke with the guys in the band when we get these things. And then I have another joke with somebody about when I get checks. So I'm like, Mom, I'm getting two laughs out of this one picture. It's going to be great. And she goes, I wish you cared as much about finding a wife as you do about getting laughs.
Oh! Was she serious or she was making a joke?
It was like halfway. And then this is even better. This is gonna sound like I'm making this up. I swear that it's true. We're driving and she's like, I never see you. I don't know what's going on except for when I listen to the show. And I'm like, oh yeah, you've heard some stuff lately. She's like, yeah, I know you're at Funny Bone this week. I know you said a lot of your coworkers are gonna be there. A lot of people you work with are gonna be there. Wentzville might be there. And I go, I'm like, what? And she's like, Wentzville might be there. And I go,
Wentzville?
And I go, what do you mean? She goes, Wentzville, the girl that asked the questions for who on the show.
Oh. Afton?
Yes.
No, she was not.
She was dead serious.
I do not believe it.
I know it.
Now, I would believe it more if she thought her name was Alton.
No.
But Wentzville?
Wentzville. Yeah. Oh. No. To my mom, Wentzville and Afton are the same thing.
That's going to be her new nickname.
Wentzville.
Did she start calling her that? And she's like, what?
Oh, yeah. And she will be in here in just a few minutes doing who on the show.
Oh, good old Wentzville. Must be Thursday.
Wentzville might be there.
That's pretty good.
All right, Kevin, we'll have your news, and that's all after Lance taking a look at the roads.
Well, I mean, we got to start there now. Coming out of Wentzville, eastbound 70, there is still some slow going, okay, after Wentzville a little bit. As you move past Lake St. Louis in toward T.R. Hughes, heading for 79, finally we'll start to get better there on eastbound 70. 6440 eastbound slows near Lindbergh through Big Bend. 44 eastbound tied up from after Bowles to 270, and there's some heavy going, too, from before Elm into Laclede Station Murdoch. Northbound 270, not much has changed there. Once you get on the brakes after 55, there's not much relief most of the way up past Manchester, heading for 6440. Oh my gosh, it's tough on 55 northbound. On the brakes after Rivas, and it slowed pretty much almost all the way to 44. There was an earlier crash near Weber, and another one up by 44 kind of set the tone there, and the tone is not good on northbound 55. Let's go over to the Illinois side, 270 westbound. That's going to slow coming out of Granite City. Had a crash by the canal bridge there on westbound 270 after Route 3. And then in North County, it's still slow before 367 past West Florissant on westbound 270. Finally gets better around Washington.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
Online at Y98.com, you can see Madonna's daughter, either Lourdes or Lourdes, and walking in a New York fashion show. You can also see Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran hiking, talking about their nominations for the American Music Awards, and Cristiano Ronaldo in underpants. I just like saying underpants. It doesn't make it as sexy as it really is. Speaking of the AMAs, most nominations went to Cardi B and Drake with 8 apiece. Ed Sheeran, Post Malone were next with 5. Artist of the Year nominees, Drake, Ed Sheeran, Post Malone, Imagine Dragons, Taylor Swift. It will be on ABC October 9th. Tracy Ellis Ross is hosting, and you can vote now. It's open at AMAvote.com.
Kevin, who do you like for Artist of the Year?
You know what? He's had a great year. I gotta say Drake. He's Kez, the song of the summer. He's got like 3 of the hottest songs in the country. Okay. So yeah, I'd have to say Drake.
Okay. Our favorite person, Danielle Bregoli, will
Catch Me Outside.
Be on the cover of Billboard.
It's about time.
Billboard magazine, she just landed the cover. It's going to hit stands on Friday, a few days shy of her first mixtape, 15, is going to be released.
I just think of, you know, we just played that song by Lovely the Band, who's, you know, it's a great song. It's doing really well. They're working hard. They're out playing shows.
You said
they
to be a rotten
crafted
teen.
Their songs, and they have to watch "Catch Me Outside, Girl."
Well,
be
what
on
do you
the
think?
Cover of a magazine.
How about that?
What do you think Nicki Minaj and Cardi B think about it? She has a Billboard nomination for Top Rap Female Artist.
Wow.
I bet they're not real pleased about it. I bet Dr. Phil's happy about it.
Yeah, right.
She is the youngest female rapper of all time at 14 to chart on the Billboard Hot 100.
And see, that's unfair because I wonder who she passed, like Lil Bow Wow or Lil Young somebody or something. And that person was like a real rapper, and now they have to give up their record for Cash Me Outside.
It's disappointing for the world.
Yep.
It really is. All right. Becca. What's her face?
Not the Bachelorette.
Not the Bachelorette, but the other Becca. Short hair Becca from the same season with Ari.
The contestant, yeah.
Yeah, remember she was
really
young.
Young one, yeah.
And they talked about the age difference, and that bothered a lot of people. She's Becca pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Becca Martinez.
Tell me more.
She's been with this guy, Grayston Leonard, for 7 months.
Sounds made up.
It totally does.
Whose baby is it? Oh, my boyfriend, Grayston Leonard.
Grayston. Mr. Manfred Jensen. They've been dating for 7 months. She thought she was pregnant, so bought a couple pregnancy tests at Dollar Tree, and both confirmed that she indeed was. By the way, that's a pro tip.
See? I love the Dollar Tree.
Well, that's what Jen said. Don't waste your money going to, get an expensive Walgreens CVS pregnancy test. They have the same kind at Dollar Tree.
But you think Grayston could pony up for something a little bit better? With a name like that, you got to have some money.
Maybe he works there.
I don't think a guy named Grayston works.
Well, maybe. Sarah Jessica Parker's under some fire. She's being accused of keeping $150,000 worth of jewelry that was on loan to her. Her attorney denies that claim.
Hmm.
And a new book for you to get, possibly, Tim. I know you're
a voracious reader.
Yes, you are. Stormy Daniels has a book coming out.
Oh, no thanks.
It's called Full Disclosure.
I'll wait for the movie. Ayo!
Something tells me that's a quick read.
Yeah.
Is Henry Cavill done playing Superman?
I hope not.
He is.
Talks
really?
Broke down for him to do a cameo in Shazam over a scheduling conflict. And there may not be another Superman movie for a few years, and they're thinking he may age out of the role. But Ben Affleck, possibly done being Batman, They may be looking to reboot both characters. His people say no, it's not true. But they're already talking about replacements like Michael B. Jordan.
I could see that.
No, no or, just that. Michael
B. Jordan. Well, because, in the comics, there's an Earth 2, and the Earth 2 Superman is African-American. So it would actually be a really good choice.
Netflix at Y98.com, you can see the...
He's African Kryptonian.
You go to Y98.com, you can see the new trailer for the Coen Brothers' new movie on Netflix, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Kevin said it looks amazing.
Oh, it does.
Who's
it
in
looks,
it? Anyway,
I don't know. Know.
I'm trying to... It's like the typical guy you see in all the Coen Brothers, and I can't remember his name, but you've seen him. He's like... He was in...
John Turturro?
No, it's not Turturro.
Solid guess, though, right?
But yeah. But it's you've seen him. You know who he is.
Well, thanks for all that help. We've seen him. You know who he is.
You know who he is.
What movies is he in by them?
Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers.
I know. What Coen Brothers movie?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes. He's
the little guy?
Yes.
The only thing that would make this better is a ticking clock.
Yeah, right.
I know who you're talking about. What's his name?
After directing the big, huge hit, 50 Shades of Grey, Sam Taylor Johnson says she's gotten no offers. Really? I mean, come on.
Well, she's the one that dates the kid from the movie Kick-Ass. Her husband, I think they're married, is like 20 years younger than her.
No.
Yeah. Something crazy. Mm. He was he was maybe 21, 22 when they got together.
Oh. Well,
And then she did 50 Shades, which I never saw any of those. But by all accounts, the first one was terrible and they got rid of her for the other ones. It did well because it was going to do well no matter what.
I don't know if that's her fault.
My understanding is that it was her fault.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're right. The source material, it's only going to go so far.
And I'm bummed because I didn't even know he was on Instagram, but Michael Stipe is now leaving Instagram from REM. He said, we deserve a better platform for expression and communion.
AKA, no one noticed me.
Yeah, we don't deserve anything. These right. people are, I mean, I don't know.
That's Schmig.
Tim Blake Nelson. Is that his name? That's the guy.
Yeah.
That is the guy.
That's the guy.
All right, Y98.com. You can look at that trailer or don't. And we have birthdays, celebrity birthdays, coming up in about 10 minutes on Y98 first. Congratulations to Casey Finnegar of Crystal City. She picked up a pair of tickets to the Cards Giants on the 21st.
Nice job, Casey.
And she also gets, if she gets there early enough, the first 30,000 fans, 16 and up, get that Cardinals hockey sweater. So congratulations to Casey. One more chance tomorrow on the show. All right, I'm looking here and to see if there's anything exciting that happened on this date. Oh, Tupac died 22 years ago today.
Oh, wow. Pour some of my coffee out for him real quick.
Oh, here you go, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
42 years ago, Rick Dees fired from Memphis in a dispute over the song Disco Duck.
Yeah, WHBQ, which might be...
No, it says WMPS.
I don't know about that.
You might want to look it up.
I think it was WHBQ. But yeah, Memphis, he was a big, big thing in Memphis. And yeah, that really hurt his career because it took him to L.A.
And 25 years ago, Conan replaced David Letterman on Late Night.
What? 25?
Wow. That crazy?
Wow.
All right.
Well, I remember no one knew who he was. He was so young. And I remember those promos leading up to it I thought were so funny. It was him interviewing like the janitor at 30 Rock and acting like he was Tom Hanks.
Do you ever think he wishes he wouldn't have made the move and just stayed at late?
Oh. No, how could you pass that up?
I know, I get it.
And he gets to do what hindsight. He wants at TBS.
Yeah, right, you're right.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, happy birthday. I'm not going to have you guys guess this because I think it's pretty easy. Niall Horan is celebrating a birthday today.
And everybody knows that Niall Horan is...
somewhere in the mid-20s.
Yeah, 24? Yeah, right in the middle.
25.
All right, how old is Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry presents Tyler Perry's birthday.
A very Madea birthday.
First number popped into my head is 47.
51 popped
in
my head.
Yeah, I think he's a little older. 52.
No, he's 49.
Whoa. Wow. Nice.
Ben Savage. That's right. Boy Meets World. Mm-hmm. Much more famous brother than Fred Savage. He was on a little show. How old's Ben?
How old you do?
37.
I think he's in there somewhere. 35.
36.
38. Mm. Kevin's closest. What about Fiona Apple?
Oh, she was pretty young.
43?
46.
41.
That's it.
Wow. Lance.
And finally, ladies love him. Not Lance Hildebrand, but they love him as well.
Thanks, ladies.
Peter Cetera.
Oh!
You're the feeling in my life.
You're in my mind. The Glory of Love is my favorite Cetera track.
Who will fight for your honor?
I'll be the hero you're dreaming of.
60.
Come on, somebody.
75.
65, you say 70.
71.
74.
Wow, Cetera.
And he's still missing his top lip. That is celebrity birthdays. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. Y98. With the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And if you've been listening all morning, you know that today, tomorrow, Monday, Taylor Swift tickets. Anytime you hear a Taylor Swift song, be caller 13, and you're going to go to her show next Tuesday at the Dome at America Center. And we're running that until 7 p.m. tonight. So after 7, if a Taylor Swift song plays, no tickets. Mm-hmm. The once 6 a.m. hits again on Friday, Taylor Swift tickets. Mm-hmm. So you get the drift. We are very excited because we kind of complained today, to be honest. Oh, I actually think it was Tim that started the complaints.
Sure. Sounds like me.
I was voted the biggest complainer on the show. On the show today.
Right.
But you started the complaints because we had none of that Matt Carpenter salsa here.
There was only so much at the station. I was upset. Meanwhile, I'm watching Laura Hediger swim laps in Matt Carpenter salsa on TV.
And so we were aggravated that a big, high-powered morning show, like another show, didn't get the salsa. But we have Zach Collins in from Schnucks. He's the brand manager of Schnucks.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
And he brought us some of the salsa. Now, what do you think of it? Are you a salsa eater?
First, can't correct the record. I brought this salsa yesterday for you guys, and it was in the fridge. So just so you know, it was early. It wasn't just me bringing it here today.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. No, it was a misunderstanding on my part, for sure. I didn't throw Schnucks under the bus. I would never.
No, it wasn't you. It was more the people.
I just want to give you trouble.
If know radio station eaters, there's nothing that survives.
Right.
Has anything ever survived out there?
No.
There may have been one time a terrible-looking donut may have sat out there for a while, but that's it. So anyway, so Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa hits the stores today.
Today, this morning, we're really excited about it. Obviously, it's been going crazy. It's been helping Matt hit home runs. It's been helping the Cardinals win, and we're excited to get it out to all of St. Louis.
They were saying that during the game, during the broadcast the other day, that Ozuna, you know, it's this little movement they do about eating. He looks like he's filming a movie when he does it. Like, they don't think he really gets it, but whatever it is, he's hot. Yes. So he does something bizarre. Yeah, so as a salsa, I'm a huge salsa fan. Are you a salsa fan?
I am.
Do you love it?
Absolutely love it, actually. It hits my sweet spot. I'd say it's a little sweet to the mild side. It's not spicy and hot. Kind of where I like it.
Well,
so
it sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be great? I mean, we are right in it. We are in it. And so how great would it be? This, you know, we always have to have some little thing, some little hook every World Series year.
Makes it fun.
It's just more fun.
As long as it's not another rally squirrel, I'm all
for. Rally squirrel, you know, made that appearance. Yeah.
And the deal is, Matt Carpenter, this is his recipe.
Absolutely. His recipe, we worked, his dad came up from Texas. He worked with our top chef. They recreated the recipe.
Well, I was at the Richmond Heights Schnucks the other day, and I swear I saw Mr. Carpenter in the back, just sweating, just putting this stuff together.
Whose idea was this? Did you go to Matt Carpenter's people, how did this all happen?
We did. We approached Matt, the president of our company, Dave Peacock. I used to work out at a gym with Matt a couple years ago. They stayed in touch.
Oh, it's one of those fancy gyms, isn't it?
I probably.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah. Peacock doesn't hang at some weak fitness center.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they started, they stayed in touch, and Dave reached out and said, hey, do you want to bring this to life, bring it to St. Louis? Matt was all excited about it. The whole family, Carpenter family, got on board, his brother and his dad, and we turned this around. I mean, it's been 2 or 3 weeks that we brought this to market, and it's been lightning speed, and we're extremely excited.
I can't open it. I'm not even listening to you. I just want to open the salsa.
Thanks a lot. I can go if you want.
And try it. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I really want to try it.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, man.
That's why he's the brand manager, Courtney.
All right.
So it does have a safety seal on it. That's probably why you're having
it. Right. I am not. I'm usually not allowed to get into any salsas.
Have you guys thought about, because I know Schnucks, how far east, like in Illinois, is a Schnucks? What's the furthest one?
We actually have stores in 5 different states. You may not know. We have about 70 here in the metro area in St. Louis, and then 30, we have Wisconsin, Illinois, up into Rockford, Illinois. We have Evansville, Indiana, so it's kind of Midwest.
So this is my concern, and I thought about this as soon as I saw that Schnucks was going to be carrying it. Are you guys worried that some of the Chicago Cubs might get a hold of this stuff and it might boost their playing?
I think there were thoughts about giving it to the teams that we're competing with
that's a good idea.
Playing the Cubs, whoever's playing the Dodgers,
right?
But this is only available in St. Louis locations right now.
Oh, okay. So that's, I'm comforted by that.
I have to say, it's different.
Yeah,
it's got a different flavor than any salsa I've ever had.
Yeah, it's all fresh ingredients. There's some secret ingredients that I'm not sure what they are, but
there's definitely some cumin in there.
Could be.
I'm just telling you.
Could be.
It's good. It's different. It's really, it tastes, You know, sometimes when you buy salsa from the store, it doesn't have that real fresh taste. Is this in the refrigerated section?
It is. It's going to depend on what store you go into. We're getting creative with it. We're putting it in the deli. There's going to be 3 or 4 different places in Schnucks where you can pick it up. But yeah, it's fresh, so it has to stay refrigerated.
Now, if I were to talk to Matt Carpenter, I would say a little more cilantro.
Okay. Throw it in there.
I like it.
I think it's great.
I love cilantro in salsa. I think you're either a cilantro lover or not.
I'm not a huge salsa guy, but I'm into this for sure. Where and what does this run me, this pack right here?
So it's
16 ounces here, guys.
Yeah, $6.99.
That's great.
A portion of the proceeds are going to go to Cardinals Care, so we're excited about that. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, we'll sign Courtney up for like 20 of them.
What do you always throw me under the bus for?
You make the big bucks.
No, you make the big bucks. You got 7 jobs. You better make more than I do. All right, thank you to Zach Collins from Schnucks for bringing... No, that was not Taylor Swift. But when you do hear a Taylor Swift song, be the 13th caller. 531-9898, 618-397-9898. Those are the numbers just for the future, not for right now.
Right.
We have Taylor Swift tickets until 7 p.m. tonight, from 6 a.m. to 7 tomorrow. Weekend off, and then back on Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And your key to call is Taylor Swift, and you'll get tickets for her show Tuesday night at the Dome at America Center. Jen taking the day off. She's a little under the weather, so hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But you know, this hurricane, Florence, you know, anytime there's a hurricane name, there's like a map of like, if it has the same name as a character on a show. I saw a map with Flo from the Jefferson saying it's moving on up.
Oh, something progressive. I can see that already.
It's a very progressive hurricane.
And then there was also a map yesterday where the major point of the hurricane, they made it, the way the graphic looked was not good. It was a male area.
Oh, come on, Courtney.
I didn't make the graphic.
I'm still going to town on this salsa, by the way, the Matt Carpenter Schnucks salsa. I mean, Schnucks guy was in here just maybe 20 minutes ago. I've hit 3 home runs already.
Okay, speaking of the hurricane, did you know, this is interesting, FEMA tracks how many Waffle Houses closed during national disasters. They call it the Waffle House Index.
I've heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, because they're saying if it's so bad that
that's how they gauge. Wow. That's how they gauge.
I knew that was a thing, but I thought that was just like the internet kept an eye on it. I didn't realize.
Holy cow.
No. FEMA. It's a for real thing.
Wow.
And how many? We don't have many Waffle Houses around here, do we? Like one?
No, we had a few. We
do
have more than you think.
I just know the one by the, isn't there one by the airport?
There's one by the airport.
One by Westport.
Oh, okay.
There's one near Granite on Route 3 in that area.
Yeah,
I know
we got
that.
We got a few.
Yeah, there's a couple.
All right, so here's some survival hacks. I've been somewhere where there have been 3 hurricanes, and it's all the same place, Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Mm.
Hugo, I think it was in the late 80s or early 90s. Bob was one. Only one time did we have to leave our hotel and go more inland on the island.
Really?
Luckily, my mom was Miss Hilton Head. 19. No, she loved. I mean, we've been going to Hilton Head since like the early 80s, so she knew people. And she had a friend that had a place in Sea Pines, so we moved to her house.
Wow.
I know. She's always angry still that she didn't buy a place when nobody went there and we did, because she could have made a fortune.
Oh.
I've heard that for many years. All right, so here are some survival hacks that they're telling people about ahead of the hurricane. And this is, I mean, I guess this could be any major thing that happens, but fill Ziploc bags with water, freeze them. If the power goes out, move them to the fridge to keep your food cold.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
2-liter bottles and milk jugs work well, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fill. Now, I saw this, too, because I have friends that are in the Carolinas. Fill your washing machine with ice to use as a cooler so you don't have to worry about draining it afterwards.
Hmm. Oh.
Obviously, a cooler works, too. Fill your bathtub with water in case you need it. You can use it to wash your hands or flush the toilet.
I did that. We had some huge storms when I was living in New York, and I did that. We did the whole scary thing.
Oh, yeah. And you could also boil it to make drinking water if you need. Why not just get drinking water
and just stock up? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Solar powered lights line your walkway outside so you can come inside and light your house and then just put them back outside during the day to recharge. That's a good tip.
Yeah, if you can go outside.
Yeah, this is a good point. And if there's flooding, take a bunch of garbage bags, fill them a third of the way with water, and hang them so they line the bottom of your outside doors. They act like sandbags to keep water from coming in. And finally, in a pinch, a crayon can be a candle.
What?
How? The paper wrapping burns and the wax keeps it from burning too fast. One crayon can burn for up to 30 minutes.
No way. A crayon can be a candle?
I'm just going by what...
We got to try that immediately.
Well, we could try it right, like, in 10 minutes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we'll...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.